Small business owners from across the country took time away from their preparations for the holiday shopping season and gathered in Washington this week to support congressional action on bipartisan e-fairness legislation that would level the playing field between online-only and Main Street retailers. Cumberland Transit owner Alan Doty says that Congress needs to act soon.
The holiday season is always exciting and nerve-wracking, but it isn't fair that my internet competition enjoys a tax loophole that allows them to forego collecting sales tax at the point of purchase like I do. I welcome competition, and I can choose to match anyone's price, but I don't have the ability to forego sales tax collection. In fact, I'm required to do so. It's not fair, and it's hurting my ability to stay in business and compete this holiday season.
Republican Senators Lamar Alexander and Mike Enzi, along with Democratic Senators Dick Durbin and Tim Johnson, recently introduced the Marketplace Fairness Act, which would close the sales tax loophole.
We need to make this the last holiday season that the government gives preferential treatment to a handful of giant online retailers. Washington needs to stop picking winners and losers with the tax code.
For more information on e-fairness legislation, visit StandWithMainStreet.com.